Yeah. Well, we're going to move down to Mr. Bill Poss. And Bill, you've recorded several CDs that just, I mean, your music, your songwriting to me covers everything. and is entertaining in every facet. So, you know, let's do this a song and we'll talk about it.
Can I get a little more of this, please? Thank you. Well, I'm going to play a song. Thank you, Ernie. It's very flattered to hear you say that. I notice there's a lot of folks here that attend the Winfield, the Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival in Winfield, Kansas.
Yeah.
And I started going there 1993. And so I'm going to play this song for those folks, especially if anybody hangs out in the Pecan Grove. You may have actually heard this song once or twice. This is the only song, Ernie, that's ever been, it's the only protest song that's ever done any good.
Okay.
This is it right here.
I think I know it. I think I do.
So there was a shortage, and since you brought up the toilet issue earlier, I'm not going to pass up this opportunity to do this one song that I would never otherwise do. And maybe I can get you all to sing along. It's really a shout-along. It's not really a sing-along. You don't have to worry about tone or pitch or anything. Just shout-along. And when I say, why is everybody yelling Stella, if you yell Stella back at me, that would be great. So we were in the Pecan Grove at the Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival, and there was a shortage because there was an explosion of population at the Pecan Grove. This particular year, there was a shortage of porta-potties. And every night we would sit up playing music until 3 or 4 in the morning, and then in the morning and people would stay up, they'd get really drunk, I think, and they would yell Stella at the top of their lungs all over the Pecan Grove, and it would keep everybody awake until 5 or 6 in the morning, and then they'd finally pass out, and then at about 7:45 or so the ice trucks would start rolling around the campground. They had this great old John Deere with an engine that kind of wakes you up very gently, and then you get the bullhorn, ice, coffee, tea, donuts, all this stuff. And so all anybody wants to do at that point is go to the bathroom. So we all get up out of our tents and race to the bathroom. And that's where I was when I wrote this song, because I was in line about 10 deep, and it wasn't going very fast. And so I decided that I would write a song about it to distract myself. And this became the only protest song that ever did any good anywhere.